You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hello and welcome to Jumping Knee Pod, a modern-day All Japan Pro Wrestling podcast. I'm your host, Jessica, and with me today to discuss everything that went down in March is Rachel.
Hello, everyone. I'm Rachel. I'm also known as @Pianico on Twitter. I actually went to Japan for this Dream Power Series, specifically to go and watch all the matches, plus some other ones. So this will be very exciting to recount together.
Yeah, you were there. I was so jealous seeing all your photos, like at every show. And you were at other shows as well, TJPW and Evolution.
Yeah, super fun. And then I went to a show in Nakano, an underground show as well. That was I forgot her name right now. It'll come back to me eventually. Yeah, so I just basically squashed in as much wrestling as I could during that month since we were there. So like any spare day that we had, just go to a wrestling show pretty much.
I'll say my trip to Japan was just like Cork and Hall and that's it. And you went like all around Japan. I was so lazy compared to you.
I mean, not all around, because mostly they were in Tokyo, but I did go to Okinawa, which is a bit of a stretch because that's like a flight from Tokyo.
Yeah.
But I was like, I must go. I have to go.
You took a flight to go to see a wrestling show. I took a train into the city to Korakuen Hall. I think you did a bit more than I did.
Like, I specifically stayed in Ueno because it's like 2 stops away from like Korakuen Hall. That's how lazy I am, apart from going to like Okinawa. Pretty much.
No, but I'm very excited to get your text because sometimes, as you know, things are different when you see it live than you see it on TV or on stream.
Sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, excited to get, like, your inside takes.
Those chops are, like, so much harder and louder. Mm-hmm. And you know, the mat is so much louder. I was thinking of Rum Kai Chow. That was the show I went to in Nakano. So that was, like, really scumbag indie wrestling. As you can imagine.
Yeah. Anyway, day one. We had a Goro TV title match. Yuka Miyamoto defeated Naruki Doi in 10 minutes and 29 seconds. Seki Yoshioka and Tsuji Kondo defeated Asuka Yagi and Tashi Nago in 9 minutes and 27 seconds. Mazda, Masashi Takeda, Takashi Yoshida defeated Hokuto Omori, Jack Kennedy, Kuma Arashi in 13 minutes and 50 seconds. Dan Temra, Hideki Suzuki, Rii Inoue, and Shota Ishino defeated Rena Yabe, Rising Hayato, Ruki Honda, and Yuma Ahanzai in 12 minutes and 4 seconds. In the junior heavyweight title match, Musashi defeated Seigo Tachibana in 16 minutes and 2 seconds. And in the main event, the World Tag Team title match, Kento Miyahara and Yuma Oyagi defeated Jun Saito and Rei Saito in 24 minutes and 49 seconds. I'm going to start with the junior title match. Like, that just fucking rocked. I adored this so much. It was just 16 minutes of fantastic wrestling. I don't think a junior title reign has captured me like this one as much as Asuka's has, like his first one, not his second one, because that was kind of crap. But this is just what I wanted from Musashi. Like, I was so happy we got this. And Seigo Tachibana was like the perfect opponent for this because the crowd loved him. They were going crazy for him. And at times, I thought he was going to win. I was like, holy shit, we're going to get a new junior champion. Like, I was on the edge of my seat watching this. It was so exciting.
I'm glad that's like conveyed to you through the TV screen as well, because at Corrigan Hall it was so loud. I mean, that's only the semi-final, right?
Yeah.
But everyone's like, "Aniki!" like really, really loud. Me included, actually. But yeah, I seriously thought he could possibly win, but I thought, oh, Musashi would probably hang on to it. But it was so close.
For Musashi's credit, he looked really good here. He also acted meaner than I thought he's ever acted before. I was like, wow, I really like this Musashi. Like, where'd this come from?
I think because the crowd was so into like Tachibana, they just really wanted him to win. He's like, oh, okay, so I've got to play that, that heel up, I
Yeah.
think. And I think Muchan was not Muchan, Seichan was on the sidelines as well. So he was like pulling a face, going, "Why are they cheering so hard for Tachibana? That's so weird." Or on purpose, anyway.
Yeah. Tachibana will get cheered over anybody. They love him so much. And you can see why. He puts in so much effort into every match he's in. He was a great Goro TV champion. I don't know how much he's going to appear now since he's like in Jiro's promotion, but like I hope he stays like a regular.
I think that's why they're secretly trying to, what do you call it, get him into Bakunin Jidai, because they
Yeah.
know that everyone wants him to hang around. Without Jiro around, it's like there's no particular reason for him to hang around. But then
Yeah.
if he's like incorporated, maybe.
So we had Sekiyoshi Oka. He finally challenged. I have been waiting so long for him to challenge, and I'm thinking, why hasn't he challenged yet? Then I realized, okay, they got their big Auto Award show at the end of the month. That's where they're wrestling. That makes sense to have like these two teammates face off. We didn't get that match, unfortunately. Musashi came down with gastro, so we're still waiting for that match, but it's going to be awesome when it does finally happen.
Yeah, because they were like teasing it for ages, and then it would just like come
Yeah.
out and like pretend to read a letter but not read it, pretend like he was going to challenge when somebody else came out. That's pretty funny.
Just before I get to the main event, I just want to touch on Doi and Miyamoto. They continued the tradition of Goro TV title opening matches that just rocked. I would say they stole the show, but they didn't. They couldn't have stole from the main event.
No way.
But I thought it was great. Miyamoto, he's having such a great run as champion. I don't want him to lose the title anytime soon. But like Doi was a really great challenger. Especially I was like, oh, I don't really want Doi in the title scene. But I really like this match. Yeah, this show was like packed from top to bottom. So from the opening title match to the end title match, it was a really good show.
I could even talk a little about, but the Hokuto-gun recruitment match, which is a bit like, I was looking at it earlier. I was going, "Huh, what the hell is going on here?" There's like three like scary looking guys that he's just like recruited, and then he's called them like Sekai no Mazda Takada, who whatever, like of the world or something, as if he could recruit from outside Japan for like Cyrus, but he chose like these Japanese freelancers. That was really funny, because basically Okto was like, "You better show your stuff, so you gotta beat me." So they all gave him a beat down. That was so funny. And he was like, "Kennedy and Arashi, you better like, get your acting gear, if you want to be part of this." So they all beat him up, and in the end, Yoshida was picked for some reason.
Yeah.
And then he did like this, "Yay, I did it,"
Oh,
kind
he
of
was so
thing.
excited. That was so cute.
Yeah. And ever since, he's just been like screaming through all the AJPW matches, and now he's in Champions Carnival. So that's pretty, that I guess that was the intended outcome.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
You forgot to mention the best bit that Amora came out in a suit and everyone's like ripping the suit off him.
I just love this whole like I'm a fucking loser guy kind of
Yeah.
thing. Like, but although now he says like he's got it together apparently. He says, "Believe me, I've got it together." I was
Yeah.
like, okay.
We'll see. We'll see. Champion
Yeah.
Carnival is, I'm dead in this recording. It's today. So we'll see how he does.
Yep.
Okay. So when I asked Rachel to be on this show, I was like, I want you to be on because you're in Japan. But I'm so glad you did this show because there's nobody else I would want on to discuss business tag winning the titles. If you don't know, like we're like Yuma's number one and number two biggest fans. Like we'll talk, I have Yuma
God.
Oyagi, his 10th anniversary like thing on my desk, and behind you there's pictures of Yuma everywhere. So it's just like
I went there and then I was thinking, is it going to be like a photo shoot and stuff? And then it was, and then I think I got recognized. I was like, oh shit. At Okinawa, and I was like, oh my God, I didn't offer, but he offered to shake my hand, and that's yeah,
Oh, that's so cute.
it's so nice. I was like, oh shit. Yeah,
Yes.
so I when they announced this match, I think I would only I was just planning to go to Crokin anyway, but when they announced this match for Crokin Hall, I was like, oh my God. I think I wrote on Twitter, I'm like, ah, and stuff like that, because I was so excited.
Yeah, this match, oh my God. So no two wrestlers give me as much joy as Kento and Yuma, but no two wrestlers make me filled with anxiety like Kento and Yuma. Like, they just make me feel a certain way that nobody else does when it comes to wrestling. I just love these two so much. But if you listen to my Champion Carnival preview show, I said you'll hear why I hated this main event, and that's just because I was filled with anxiety. I'm just like, oh my God, I can't watch this anymore. I have to turn off the show. Like, no, I can't do this. Like, that match just got to me so much. But yeah, like I said last month, I think like Yuma is a fantastic tag wrestler that doesn't get talked about much. But Kento is such a good tag team wrestler as well. I think it doesn't get talked about because people see Kento as the ace with the Triple Crown champion around his waist, when like he's like, no, he's a fantastic tag team wrestler too. And just watching this match, you can see it. They don't seem like a tag team because they don't like kind of match. They come out to their own music. They don't come out together, but they just work so well. I love these two so much.
And it always cracks me up that they're called business tag. I'm like, I
Yeah.
don't know why they came up with it. It's like they're going to work. They're like what they call, they say company slaves. I think Yuma says that more. So they're putting the hours in. But yeah, they work together really, really well. So I think like business tag is the I think is the penultimate tag team in all Japan pro wrestling.
But like, I don't think there was anybody else they could have chose for 100th tag team champion. I just wish they maybe did a little upgrade to the tag belts because they've fallen apart. Like, I feel for those belts.
Yeah, I don't know how long the plates are gonna hang on. I don't know what they're holding on with.
Yeah. But for the match, like the ending stretch was incredible. Kento getting out of the Psycho Breaker and turning into a shutdown suplex, it was so smooth. I had to watch it back a couple times.
I haven't watched it back since, but I can still feel it. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
the screaming. It's just like,
Oh,
oh my God.
yes. The crowd just, the match was building up, you know, went from kind of not slow, but like picked up the pace and got really intense by the end. And so did the crowd. The crowd was going nuts in the end. I was like, it
Absolutely.
made me feel super happy, but also I kind of like, I don't know, I was so happy. I kind of like teared up a bit. Like, I love this. This is what I love about wrestling. Like, the crowd's so invested in this, like four wrestlers who care deeply so much for the company and for the fans. And like, they've given us a hell of a match. I just loved it so much.
Like, in a way, been building up to this. Like, people didn't think it would happen. People wished it would happen because we had Aoyagi Brothers Challenge, but ultimately, I think Atsuki is too small to be to win over those two giants. But when they announced that Business Tag was getting back together for this, and it just went off, and it just kept going from there.
But the Saito Brothers' incredible history-making reign has come to an end. They won the belts in Dream Power Series last year and lost Dream Power Series this year. So it was almost a year they held the titles for. But I just want to touch on how incredible they've been during this reign, how much they've improved, and also how much they broke out as single stars. And if you don't believe me, look who the Triple Crown champion is right now. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, probably a year ago or more, I was kind of like, oh, they're a bit slow. They're not, they weren't, definitely were not my favorite wrestlers back then. I was just like, oh my God, it's lumpy. I mean, it sounds bad. It's lumpy coming to the ring. It doesn't go very fast, but they've improved so much. They've moved around the ring so much easier. Everything looks natural. If you do it like a dragon screw, they can follow through. I mean, that sounds like it's just basic technique things, but they have improved so much. Their what we call in-ring persona has improved a lot as well. Especially Ray, I think. There's
Yeah.
not enough credits gone to Ray, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just that I think they found their characters when they didn't really have them because they were held back by Voodoo Murders.
Yeah, they're
But
just
they,
basically being a heel,
yeah.
but nothing else.
But everyone wanted to cheer them. But they
People
broke.
clap to their theme now. It's just
Yeah.
weird. It's like that's a heel theme, but not really now.
Yeah, they've just broken out of their Voodoo Murders mold so much, and they're just so loved by everybody in the crowd. And you can see why, because they've put in the time and they have improved so much.
But their fan service is like second to none as well. I think they have to keep them off like YouTube live streams because people just keep sending them like super chats and it never stops.
They're wasting money. All Japan, put them on like every week. You'll get so rich.
All Japan should start making their own show, like their own like weekly show or something, like how Noah is doing. And I think all New Japan's starting one too. So they definitely should do that or
All
something.
Japan's always
Something.
behind on the times.
They're getting better. They're getting better, but
Yeah.
yeah, they have to think about it first.
Just one more thing about this match. So with this win, Yuma is now a Triple Crown champion in his own right. He holds the two world tag team belts and the one six-man tag team. So he's a Triple Crown tag team champion.
I keep forgetting about that because he doesn't carry around the TV belt all the time.
It's like it's
And
not important or something.
he's defended a few times as well,
Yeah.
but I keep forgetting because this is a six-man
Yeah.
TV tag. Yeah, that was anyway. It's such a great match. You can't downplay it. I think people should just watch it over again.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to stuff up these names so much. But
It's
day two, we head all the way to Okinawa. It's the first time All Japan has been back there since May 2019, so almost 6 years. We had Asuka Yagi defeating Tashin Nagao in 8 minutes and 25 seconds. Musashi, Shoto Ishino, Chilan Shisha, Kurami Saber defeated Ruko Don Dingo, Shuri Joe, ATM, and Kurisho Tokyo Japan in 10 minutes and 59 seconds. We had a six-man tag team title match. Yuma Aoyagi, Kara Sato, and Fuminori Abe defeated Hokuto Omori, Azawa No. 1, and Mitsusha Sanbei in 15 minutes and 5 seconds. Kento Miyahara defeated Shisha Mask in 12 minutes and 27 seconds. Rene Abe and Riki Honda defeated Jun Saito and Rei Saito in 16 minutes and 49 seconds. And in the main event, All Asia Tag Team title match, Ryzen Hayato and Yuma Anzai defeated Dan Tamura and Hideki Suzuki in 23 minutes and 33 seconds. So where do you want to start, Rachel?
I might start with the six-man team titles, but actually before that, I might say that it was really cool to go to Okinawa. So yeah, they haven't been there for like 6 years. It's about a 2.5 hour flight from Tokyo, so it's a little bit of a trip. But there's like diehards went, and then me as well. And it's a really nice place. It just reminds me of like Southeast Asia kind of thing. It's got that influence, I
Yes,
guess.
yes.
Yeah.
I had the exact same feeling when I went there. Yeah.
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 Because it reminds me of like Malaysia, which is where my family is originally from. So it's like, it's hot and humid. It's a lot of crumbling concrete because of the what do you call it? The weather and stuff like that. But it's a really nice place. So you feel like you're like on a holiday, another holiday and a holiday, going to All Japan show. So it was pretty warm there too. So they were in like a little gymnasium. It's called like the Prefectural Budokan, but it's like a small gym basically, which has like a very like samurai helmet looking roof, which is kind of cool. So you can kind of spot it. Yeah, so it's really cool. But yeah, I wanted to start with the six-man tag team titles. So I know it sounds like it's a joke, a bit of a joke match because you have Bakano Judai versus Omori Aizawa and Mitsuhisa, but there were some really good like sequences in there, like Hikaru Sato kicking the shit out of Mitsuhisa. There was also it was weird sequence. Hikaru Sato did something like run around the arena in a previous match, so they decided that would replicate that, and then it was like a little kid running around because he's just restless, right? Because he just
Yeah.
like when you're in like Okinawa, your kid's just running around or whatever. So he started running around the arena, and then I think Abe started running with him as well. You can't see that on camera though; it's like really funny. And then after all, they all started just like sprinting around this, which you also can't see in the video. I was like, I can't believe what they're doing. But yeah, ultimately, Buck and Ujido won this match to retain the belt. So I don't, is it there? I can't remember how many defenses they're up to.
They've had so many defenses against like Kotal Murray so far.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think he said he's gonna like give it up now. He's gonna concentrate on something else properly. So I don't know who's the next challenger, who the next challenger is gonna be. But yeah, that was a good defense. It was a good match.
I just hope with Hokuto leaving the title scene, these belts don't get forgotten because they got forgotten so many times. I'm just like, I'm really happy they're being shown on TV. And we might get challenges from Champion Carnival. Maybe like some of the foreign wrestlers do like one title match and then say goodbye like they usually do.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, I don't really know what they're going to do with it next, but it's fun for them to get like a good challenger anyway, so
So let's talk about that Kento's match. I was just saying, like, it's so nice of Shishamas to step in for Rei Inoue, who couldn't make the tour. He even paid homage to Inoue by using his kick-based moveset. If only we could see what he looked like under the mask. Unfortunately, it stayed on
I
his
mean,
head.
it's just like in a way he's got like a massive goatee. Like, oh, there must be such good powers. They even like have matching facial hair.
Even the hair, like poking out of the mask, they had the same colored hair.
Oh, right,
They went to the same
yeah.
hairdresser.
Oh, this is such a great match, actually. Because Kento is totally healing it up. He's being a complete dick, and then like pulling the worst faces. I love when Kento does this anyway. I mean, it's his natural kind of mode in a match, I think. But yeah, he's particularly being an asshole in this one.
So I think the crowd really made this match because like Kento comes in, they do like the Kento chant, but then immediately they start booing him. They're just like, no, we're here for Shishu Mask, not you.
Shisa Mask is such a face as well. He's totally like he's playing up to the crowd. He's totally like, you know, doing the all the good guy thing. So why wouldn't you cheer for him and boo the other guy?
So just if you're new here, I love Kento. He's one of my favorites, but I love more when he gets booed because he plays up and it's like music to my ears. I love it so much. But like he was making all these weird faces. Like there's a point where on like he was like leaning on the ropes and his eyes are like bulging, he's sticking his tongue out, and then he starts like stroking his face. I'm like, Kento, what are you doing?
He's such a ham. Also, he was swearing heaps. It was like I forgot the whole thing. He's telling his coach, "Shut up, Okinawa." And I think he, at one point, he went, "Motherfucker, shut up, Okinawa." I just like cracked myself when he did that. I was like, I love like nonsense swear, not nonsense swearing, but you know, just random swearing. Whether it makes sense or not, I don't really care.
If you're new to a Kento match, listen to him because he'll start swearing all the time.
I always wondered, did he get it from like Muto or something? But I don't think they really cross paths because it just reminds you, like, you know, Muto just going fuck randomly or something. But usually it's his knees giving way or something. I'm sure Kento is fine. That's what I think of.
Oh, that's hilarious. There's like this one video of Muto saying fuck that lives like rent free in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, Kento should just swear more. I don't really care.
But at the end of the match, Kento won. They started cheering him again and doing the Kento chant. So it was just a bit of fun. The crowd really played along. Kento played along great. And Shisha Mask, sorry, but this is the only time we'll see you.
Oh,
Unfortunate, but
he's coming back for a Hikaru Sato produced
oh,
match.
is he?
Yes. So
Oh, lucky.
I don't know if that's streaming at all, but yeah, I think he makes occasional appearances now, maybe. So we'll keep an eye out.
Another match I want to talk about just quickly. So I thought the main event was good, but what I really liked is the one beforehand. So Saito Brothers versus Honda and Ayabe. They really have great chemistry with each other. Like their match from last year where Ayabe and Honda went for the titles was one of my favorite matches of the year, like tag matches. But what I really liked about this is they continued the Rey losing streak. I don't know if he really has a streak, but He's like in his losing era. This is right before the carnival when he says, I want a title shot. And he just loses every single match he's in. So I love that they keep playing it up because Junkers could have easily picked up the win. He's Triple Crown champion. He could beat anybody, but not like he's Ray. He's losing again. So thumbs
Yeah,
up for
the
that.
weakest link is Ray,
Yeah.
because Jun was like, you can't challenge me until you have more singles wins. So I think that's the plan. But
Yeah.
yeah, in the meantime, yeah. And also, I think Ayabe and Honda got to win like something, some meat, giant meat, what coupon or something. So it's for like, I can't remember how much, but they were like arguing over it at the end. It was pretty funny. And then afterwards in the social media and stuff, they were just like posting Honda like chucking a sado for the mate thing. Like he wanted to go there, but it was already closed and all that stuff. Like probably pre shot those. Just never ending jokes.
Did you want to discuss anything else from day two?
Oh, the Nagao and Atsuki match was pretty good. I imagine they're actually like dojo partners a lot because I think they either pair up or they're versing each other a lot. And then naturally, Atsuki's going to beat the crap out of Nagao anyway. But he's so plucky right now. He's just so good. Nagao just do that three drop kick that he keeps doing. Just keep trying and keep trying. That's his narrative at the moment. So I enjoyed that match as well.
Yeah, Nagao's been really good. Everyone's cheering for him. Everyone loves him. And like, I don't know what is going on social media, but like, he's always with Hideki Suzuki. And like, Hideki Suzuki was calling him senpai and stuff.
Yeah, because technically Nagao started before him. So before he signed, so that's the joke. So he keeps going, Nagao-senpai, Nagao-senpai, blah, blah, blah. And so, and then Nagao's like taking the opportunity so on social media to be like, do this Hideki or something.
It's really cute. Like, they seem to
Yeah.
be like, yeah, Hideki seems to like have taken him under his wing a bit. Like, I don't know if he's training him exactly, but
I have a suspicion he's a trainer because when Sawama had a backstage comment saying, Aoyagi and Suzuki need to be harder on the wrestlers. So I have a suspicion Suzuki's training now. So
Yeah, I had a little, yeah, I was same with you. I was a bit suspicious. But
yeah.
like if he is, hey, look at
That's
like
great
Kyoshin, he's
though.
doing great, yeah.
Totally good though.
Yeah. Okay, so day three next, and it's a New Age Chronicle Z show. We had Dan Tamura and Tashi Naogo defeated Hiroyuki Suzuki and Shota Kafuji in 12 minutes and 50 seconds. Hokuto Mori defeated Takahiro Katori in 8 minutes and 53 seconds. Rei Inoue defeated Ryuma Tsukamoto in 11 minutes and 12 seconds. Jun Saito and Rei Saito defeated Asuka Yagi and Seigo Tachibana in 16 minutes and 16 seconds. And in the main event, Ryzen Hayato defeated Ren Yabe, Ryuki Honda, and Yuma Anzai in 12 minutes and 40 seconds. So Ryzen Hayato's new Chronicle Z show has returned, and I just couldn't be happier. I love these shows so much. It's just such a fun, like from top to bottom, it's so fun. The wrestlers look like they're having the best time. But if you're unaware, these shows are produced by Hayato and they feature wrestlers with less than 10 years of experience. So if you've got 10 years, sorry. Like when they had the first one, there was no Kento, there was no Suwama, there was no Tsuji when he was there, no Hideki Suzuki, but Hayato didn't need these guys. Yeah, it's just, I love these shows so much.
I was gonna say they're totally fun. I feel like they're even more All Japan now. I feel like when they first started, they're a bit more like outside indie wrestlers, but I feel like the focus is more on All Japan wrestlers now, which makes it like a fun environment, but still familiar. So, because there's a thing where like it seems to be at the moment, like outside of Champions Carnival and stuff, there's about four All Japan matches a month, which is not a lot actually if you compare to other companies. And then so Chronicles is counted as one, because when I was like planning my trip, I was like, are they going to put in another show? Because usually last time they didn't count seem to count it as one of the four. So yeah, it's definitely more of an All Japan thing now. Yeah, and this show was like so great. I don't know a lot of the wrestlers, but the matches are like so good.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. It used to be a lot of outsider. It's toned down now, but he does still bring in a couple of outsiders. So, yeah, it's fun. You'll know half of the wrestlers, and the other half of them were like, I think I know you. I think I've seen you
Or
somewhere.
I think, oh, they're gonna be, oh, it's not gonna be that good. But then, when, but I'm actually surprised, like pleasantly surprised when I see them. Yeah.
Because they always look like they're having fun too, and just playing around with like old Japan wrestlers. It's always a good time. I do just want to mention before we get to the matches, if you haven't seen a show, New Chronicles Z show, watch last time because they had a graduation ceremony after the match where I think Yuma Aoyagi, Shota Oshino, and Fumanori Abe graduated. I need you to watch that, please. If you haven't seen that, please watch that.
I'm like sad because like Aoyagi won't be in it afterwards, but then they're all like messing around so bad.
But the thing is, last year, I think it was with Simone, we thought like Honda is like the heir to Yuma Oyagi and his goofiness. So as long as we have Honda there, it's all
It's
good.
okay. It's
Yeah.
okay. Yeah.
So Haito brought back Ryoma Sukumoto. And so we haven't seen him in All Japan since 2021. He debuted a month after the Saito brothers, and his first match was actually in a tag team with the brothers. He did 14 matches before leaving. He basically took a year and a half off, then wrestled mainly for JTO, so Just Tap Out. But he has returned. I don't know, you might have seen something I haven't. He is booked for any more shows. But like it was good to see him back because I think a lot of people thought he had a really bright future. And then he just like, yeah, no, I'm out, sorry. But it was good to see him, even if just for one show.
Yeah, it wasn't like when I started watching, I don't remember if he was actually a trainee then, or maybe he was just on the sidelines, so I didn't actually see any matches. So when I saw his name and I looked him up, I was like, oh, it's like it's that guy. It's like it feels like the dark time because everything's confusing from 2020 for a bit. But it was a really it was a really good match. Like Tsukumoto's like style is like really bruiser, but he's actually not that much bigger than Inoue actually. But then once he started yelling things like pumping bomber, I was like, oh, okay, this guy's got a sense of humor. He's not just like pretending to be tough all the time. So it's actually like, it seems like everyone gets along really well, which is good. Yeah. And even at the end, I think he was hiding at the back of the ropes. And then he even did like a doom or something. I was like, oh, yeah, he's got a sense of humor. He's all right.
I remember when he first started in All Japan, he was wearing red tights, so like taking after Dan Tamra with the red. I thought, okay, he's kind of going to be that kind of character. And then he left, and I was like, oh, that sucks. But the match that we have to talk about is the Saitos. They stopped midway through their match so they could dance to their debut song. Asuki and Tachibana were next, and they tried. They did the dancing, they did the lip syncing, but I don't want to say they tried their best because I don't think it was their best. But no, they tried. They got kicked in the face by the Saitos for their performance, and it's what they deserve.
I actually came in from my toilet break when the Doichi music started playing, which is Jun and Rei Saito's like single. I was cracked it. I was like, I hope they don't catch me on TV, like just like ducking down and go, yes. yeah, so because basically I don't know if it was planned at all because they look surprised, and when Atsuki and Tachibana came in and then like started trying to do the dance very badly. I don't think they practiced at all. Yeah, because, and then they were like, the Saitos were like laughing in the corner because they're just so bad. And Tachibana is actually really good at just making some shit up that looks like vaguely like it, but not. Yeah, it was a really good match. I like it when they bring out juniors to fight the Saitos because what happens, especially in Shinkiba, is that they get absolutely pummeled and they get thrown around the ring. I'm pretty sure the Saitos hadn't actually performed the song in the ring yet, so I
I
think they
don't
were
think so.
working up to it. Yeah, because they kept saying like, "I'm not doing it today," like after every like win or something. So I think they were basically forced to. But by that time, they'd already done so many like promotional. What do you call signings and appearances for the single that I think they were well practiced and they were like fine to do it.
I will say about June and Ray cracking up. They have the worst poker faces in the whole company. You will always see them hiding their face, like press conferences in the ring, just when other people are talking. They laugh at everything, and especially Ray. I think he's the
I
worst of
know.
the
Ray's just like, he just covers his face. They
Yeah.
start bringing in like a face towel to like cover his mouth or something when he's doing it. And you'll see like Jen like pull his ear or something. There's a reason why they wear sunglasses in press conferences. Apart from, I think Jen had like a big black eye for some reason, maybe from the title match. But yeah, they're very bad at keeping a straight
Yeah.
face.
And they're always trying to be like these serious wrestlers, like we're gonna beat you up, but then they're like hee hee hee, like they can't stop laughing.
I think they must be like the funniest guys to be around
Yeah.
if they're not in the ring. It's just so great. They're like perfect.
Like I think you can really see their personality on their YouTube taxi show where they go back to their hometown. They really look like they're really chill guys who have a lot of fun, who laugh and joke around with each other. So yeah, I really think they'll be like a couple of the funniest guys in the company, probably.
I think their personality is already there to start with before their wrestling ability improved. And I think All Japan must have picked up on that somehow.
Yeah. Okay, so the main event, I loved it. Everyone was just ganging up on Honda for the most part. But we got to talk about the ending. So Hayato hit the Lion Salt on Anzai and Ayabe. Then he went for his finishing move, like Sid Vicious, like a top rope Lion Salt. Honda caught him in the final event, delivered a final event onto Anzai and Ayabe, went to cover. The referee counted 1, 2, 3. But then he declared Hayato the winner because Hayato's shoulders were not on the mat. He was on top of Ayabe and Anzai, and Honda got up and he looked like, me, I won. And then the referee like pointed to Hayato, and Hayato's music started playing. And poor Honda.
I
I
still don't understand this ending. Do you understand this finish?
I thought when Honda hit his move, I was like, oh. Hayato's shoulders aren't down, but they might have like slid down between the two wrestlers, but that didn't happen. So I thought, okay, well then both of them are the winner. But the referee's like, nah, just Hayato.
Kanbayashi is a it's got a gender against Honda. You won't
Yeah.
let him do the forecourt.
But no, it was a really, really fun match, an unexpected ending. And it's just like when I saw it was going to be like El Peter four way, I was like, hell yes, like this is what I want to see. And it's what you expect from these four, like a lot of goofing around, a lot of fun, but really good wrestling.
Just the ganging up on Honda was really funny. I think everyone was like cheering for Honda because they felt so sorry for him, and he's very
Yeah.
good at pulling all those pitiful faces. But just watching each of them just turn on each other, like Anzai on Ayabe and vice versa. Ayabe's like mean streak comes out in this really well as well. So I feel like he's getting that personality thing as well. Just going like, I've got the brains kind of thing. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've got it here.
I said like Honda was disappointed, but he didn't want the crowd to be disappointed in the end, so he did his dance and he looked so sad doing his dance.
And Kato's like, please, Honda, do your dance. Like, oh, okay. That was so great. It cannot it, a show cannot end without Honda doing it.
Yeah. No, what I love about these shows is that they are produced by Hayato and he always books himself in like a really positive light. Like I think he's lost maybe one or two matches, but like he had a match with Anzai and they went to a draw. He won. He didn't even try for the pin. He was just thrown on two guys.
I
I was like, why not? Like, hell yeah, huh? Like Hayato, I support you 100%.
think he puts in so much work. Actually, at the beginning, when he was announcing the matches, he was so nervous that he fumbled like a few names and stuff like that, and his hands like shaking, which is really sweet. Yeah, so I think, if he's gonna win, like, why not? You've put
Yeah.
in all the work in the booking. The thing he did mention is that he's coming up on 10 years. So he said it's almost time for him to graduate as well. I was like, no, what?
Yeah.
Who's gonna do it instead? Like, it's Atsuki. I don't know how many years he's on as well. But yeah, it may be time for someone else to take the reins. I don't
Yeah.
know who.
Well, all of his Elpida teammates are pretty young, like career-wise. Saito's definitely. Inoue, any one of those guys. Yeah.
You could almost take the Saitos off. I feel like that's cheating because their level of like Triple Crown level of
Yeah.
ability. It's a bit like having Yuma on the show as well. I mean, Aoyagi. Even without them on the show, it's still a really good show.
Yeah.
But yeah, who'll be the booker next? I don't know.
I reckon Ask is a good shout. Let me
He's
just
sort of
check.
co-done it. He's co-produced it before with
Oh, yeah. When he came out dressed like
Hayato,
Kaito.
so that was the only reason for that
With his drawn on tattoos.
one. Who drew them? I want to know who
I
drew
think Yuma
them.
drew them.
That's what
His
I
brother,
think.
yeah.
He loves to draw like what do you call it? Like fucking graffiti on shit anyway, like on Honda's face in magazines and stuff. So
Okay.
yeah.
It says 6 years, so he's only 6 years
Oh,
in.
okay, he's
Yeah.
got time then. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a prediction then.
I hope, yeah, I hope it continues because, like I said, it's really fun. It's a really good showcase for the younger guys when they're not overtaken by the older guys who have all the experience. So I hope it continues. Oh, I wanted to ask you,
Yeah.
at New Chronicles E, how was the seating in Shinkiba? Because I've always wanted to go there.
Oh. Have you not been to a Shinkiba show or just not the Chronicles at all? Have you been to Shinkiba at all?
I've never been to Shinkiba or Chronicles because it's never been on when I've been in Japan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like if you can get a close seat, it's like really good. Like if you can manage to get first two rows, it's always like danger is coming. But especially if you're in the middle, camera side, since it's a hard cam show anyway. I've sat on Evo, managed to get like a what do you call the stage, the entrance stage
Oh,
thing,
yeah.
but we're sitting right on the back, so it's hard to see when they enter, but that's also cool. Otherwise you can pretty much see anywhere, because that's those tiered wooden seats behind. But I've managed to get like second row seats for like when I went last time for like just AJPW show, but yeah, and Chronicles this time. So yeah, if you can get floor seats, it's really good. It's really great atmosphere, right? So yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. I said this before, but like any All Japan show at Shinkiba is always like a riot because the crowd just go crazy. And there's a small crowd. It's under.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
400 people, and they
Yeah.
usually always sell out. I know the
Yeah.
Chronicles E shows have sold out every single show. I think they have
Yeah.
to move to a bigger venue, but
Yeah, like I told you, they hadn't even put out the card yet and it sold out already. I think like I think pretty much faster than All Japan shows. Yeah, because people just know it's going to be good. And you are so close to the wrestlers. I feel like you're even closer than you must be closer than Korakuen because you don't have a fence between you. So yeah, so you get a lot of view of like sweaty back, and then like I brought a friend with me, and he kept saying, "Oh, like all you can see is like the guy adjusting his pants all the time." And I'm pretty sure that was Dan just
Yeah,
adjusting,
he
constantly
always
adjusting
does.
his pants. Oh, I love you, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Okay, so from that show, we moved to day four, which is the big show. It's the one everybody wanted to watch. So just before we get started, there were two big changes. Like we said, Musashi was out, so they had to change a card. And you would have heard this by now, but Cyrus had dropped out of the Champion Carnival. All Japan has been saying poor health, which can mean so many different things, really. He's being replaced, like we said, with Takashi Yoshida. So they had to change that. They were supposed to have a battle royale with a lot of Champion Carnival participants. It got changed, and we'll tell you when I read through the card. So, Dan Tamura, Ryu Inoue, and Seki Yoshioka defeated Asuka Yoyagi, Kurusho Shoko Japan, and Tashin Nagao in 12 minutes and 17 seconds. Suwama defeated Sego Tachibana in 15 seconds.
Oh my God.
What the hell, man? Fuminori Abe and Yukumi Moto defeat Naruki Doi and Seino Saito in 10 minutes and 50 seconds. Madoka Kakuta, Ruki Honda, Shoto Ishino, and Zion defeated Hideki Suzuki, Kuma Arashi, Rei Saito, and Reno Yabe in 13 minutes and 38 seconds. David Way Smith Jr. defeated Yuma Aoyagi in 20 minutes and 14 seconds. In the All-Asia Tag Team title match, Ryzen Hayato and Yuma Anzai defeated Hokuto More and Takashi Yoshida in 22 minutes. And in the main event, Triple Crown title match, Jun Saito defeated Kento Miyahara in 27 minutes and 24 seconds. I was reading that and I'm just so used to Kento winning the belt. I was like, wait, Jun Saito defeated Kento? Yeah. No, he won early
Triple
in
Crown, Triple Crown.
month. What are you
Who?
talking about?
What? Who? What?
But before we get to that, like 15-second match, like what?
The promo like they had before, they just said, "Oh, Gambare Tachibana," and then they said, and then the next line was just like, "Tonikaku Gambare," just means, "Oh, anyway, just try, you know,
Yeah.
just try your best." And I was like, uh-oh. That was like, you know, the preview of things to come.
Like, I'm not saying it had to go for like 10 minutes or anything, but like maybe let Tachibana get in a few hits. Maybe let
Put
him
some
get like a
elbows in.
pin where he almost got like the three count, but then Suwama just like, backdrops him dead. He wins. I don't, it was kind of ridiculous.
I think so. Tachibana got some elbows in, Suwama got pissed and just
Yeah.
went, "Yep, that's it. You're dead." And I was like, "Okay." And then, because this was after, I think, when was Evo? Because compared to that, they had a match with Astronauts, him and Ishikawa had a match with Astronauts, Abe and Nomura in Evo. And then that match was like so tough. It's like okay, again, beating the piss out of juniors or
Yeah.
something, or someone smaller than you, but you can see how much of his heart is in Evo, basically. So I feel
Yeah.
like this is just a contractual obligation. Although he was signing photos and stuff afterwards, but I was just like, oh, Tachibana.
It was like when he faced Abe in Rural Road, maybe it was, where
Yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, this match is gonna rock. And then he won in a minute. It's just
Drop
like,
kick, yeah.
yeah. I don't know, but.
And then I was gonna say, leading on to the next match, I think Suzuki came out and then he tried to kick Suwama as well. So he's pretending to be like, "Oh, what the hell's happening?" That was pretty funny. That was just the lead in, but yeah. I don't know what you're doing, Suwama. You're here, but you're not here.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of miss your big matches of, like, you know, beating the piss out of people in longer
Yeah.
than 1 minute. Because when I think of All Japan, I think of Suwama. I still do, and I want
Yeah.
to, but I don't know what you feel about it. It's like my letter to Suwama, "Dear Suwama."
Too old now. He's almost 50. So,
I don't even think of him that way, though. I mean, he's not as fast as he used to be, but he's
yeah.
still like a mean ass, you know, person in the ring.
He's always his grumpy self. He'll never be anything but grumpy. Okay, but I don't know. I'm just gonna move on to the Champion Carnival tag match, which was supposed to be a battle royale. Yuma and unfortunately David were taken out of that, turned into a tag match. I
Yeah,
actually
but
thought.
unfortunately, I was not really looking forward to that battle royale. I was just like, it's too many people, and it's, oh my God, it's a waste of time.
But it's going to be like ridiculous with Hideki and Yuma in it.
Yes. It's probably going to be slaps or something. But yeah, so it became a slightly smaller
Yeah.
match.
I think this was a lot of people's first looks at Zion. He's very serious. And I love his next tag was to Honda. And that's going from like 100% on the series scale to like 0% on the series scale. But I loved Honda's spots with Kakuta. They worked really well together. I kind of want to see them tag up. Like,
I think they will eventually,
yeah.
right? I felt
Yeah.
weird that they were like setting up like they're like kind of like pissed off fight kind of thing, because considering Kakuta's actually Aoyagi's like next opponent or first
Yeah.
opponent in Champion Carnival. But it was funny that they were just like And I can't remember who messed up first, but they were getting mad at each other. Probably Kakuta, right? And then Honda's like, "What are you doing?" And then they just started biffy.
Yeah, they
And
just seem so similar in like everything.
they are mirror images. There's, you know, those photos of them like going nose to nose. They're
Yeah.
basically a mirror image, except Kakuta has a bigger ass. That's about
Yeah.
it. They're like similar height, crazy hairstyle, you know, a little bit beefy. Yeah, and mad, mad.
Yeah. I don't know, but this just made me excited to see Kakuta in the carnival. Like,
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't actually, I'm not that like familiar with Dragon Gate, so like Takashi and stuff like that and whatever they get up to and Kakuta, I had no idea, but like I'm really enjoying them in All Japan.
Yeah. Like, I think Takashi joining Hokuto Army is like, okay, I'll accept it for now. But like Kakuta in the carnival, I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be really good. Ashino, in the meantime, but he was having lots of fun. Like, who
Yeah.
was his target? I can't remember who he was going after.
Kumarashi, they went for a bit, I think. Oh no.
Yeah,
Yeah.
because there was a lot of like smashing against the fence action and stuff like that. Kuma is a strong guy. He picked up Honda at one point and brought him through the crowd. I had to duck. Because Honda was like above my head. I was like, oh shit.
He was just walking around with Honda. I forgot to write that
Yeah.
down, but yeah, that was really impressive. Yeah. Kuma was always fun. But
Yeah.
yeah, this was like a first kind of look at a lot of Champion Carnival people. I thought it was fun for like what they do. They had to change it. Kakuta got the win. I thought Zion would, considering like
Yeah.
that's what All Japan does when it
He was
comes to
hanging back a bit. He was just
yeah.
enjoying like people slapping each other to go making faces. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
I don't want to say change his style, but like I hope he becomes a little less serious during the carnival, because I feel like Lord Crewe did that. He was very serious to start with, but then like as
Yeah.
the carnival went through, he got like a little less serious, a little more fun. So like I'm not saying Zion's not fun. I am excited to see what he does, but I just wish, yeah, I just hope he's like a little less serious once
I
carnival gets
think he's just
started.
getting his bearings because even his
Yeah.
Champion Carnival comments are very, like, very serious. I'm a fighty fight guy. I
Yeah.
have heart. I fight for you, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you'll get it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's been hanging out with like Jiro as well. So there you
Oh
go.
no.
It was the NXT vibes,
Yeah,
you
he
know, because a
comes
lot
like
of
with a
the.
jacket.
Yeah, a lot of them are like his Suzuki and yeah and Davey Boy even NXT WWE kind of yeah friendships I think.
Oh, I was going to say this now before I forget. Did you see the Champion Carnival press conference?
Yeah.
Did you see Kento and Yuma were in the same suit but just different
Yes.
colors?
Yes. Because Yuma's worn that suit before, but
Yeah.
I don't know if Kento's had that suit before.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, ah, oh, you guys are like deliberately doing this, and then you're standing like ne either side of the trophy.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that's not on purpose. You two,
I need to know if it was on purpose or
hello
not.
business tag.
Yeah.
You must stand there with his fists like fists closed and stuff like
Yeah.
that, and standing up straight is like, what are you guys doing?
Like a school photo. Like
Yeah,
you have to stand here and pose.
and you must wear your uniform.
Yeah.
Oh,
Did you want to talk about any matches before the main event?
like, do you mean like the what the elephant in the room?
You can talk about whatever you want.
Well, I guess I have to talk about the Aoyagi and Davey Boy Smith match then. Because I was excited that it was no longer a Royal Rumble because I'm coming all the way to Ota Ward and it's definitely a hike and it's fucking cold in the springtime. Like both times I've been to Ota Ward, I like froze to death on the way because like TJPW is like really, really cold. I think my hands are like frozen to my umbrella. So if I'm going to the show, I want it to be like worth it. So like if my favorite's in like a tag match for like, you know, like 5, 10 minutes, it
Yeah.
feels like a waste. But the night, I think it was only the night before or 2 days before it was announced that it had been changed to a special single match between Aoyagi and Davey Boy Smith Jr., which has a lot of past history. So you might have seen on YouTube they put up their the previous meeting in Champion, is it Champions Carnival, where Aoyagi managed to roll him up with a surprise win and then celebrate all around Korakuen, which I love.
Oh yeah, he did
He
his
did a play
little
dead,
jig,
play
yeah.
dead thing. That was really funny. Or else, like, the previous history in Hokkaido where Aoyagi dropped the belt to Davey Boy Smith Jr., which I hate. So, yeah, I was sitting in like second row because I've been hiding in second row for like the entire, trying to hide in second row for the entire tour. So I was like cheering very loudly for this match, which was like a very, I mean, typical Davey Boy Smith Jr. style is usually starts very slowly because I think that's how he's trying to wrestle that like old school style. So it's always really slow. But then Aoyagi really like brings it up to speed towards the end. And it was a very exciting finish. But then again, like, what do you call that thing? His finisher, the bulldog bomb. So I hate it. So it was a very loud match because we really wanted Aoyagi to win. There was all the venue was cheering for Aoyagi, basically for Yuma. He never stopped. So it was a pretty good match, I guess. But I would prefer a different ending. But maybe this will be rectified in Champion Carnival. I feel like this is leading to something. Maybe I don't know.
The thing is with this show, I didn't watch it live. I was watching like bits and pieces here and there. I just had other stuff to do Saturday night. And I got a message from you just saying, fuck me again. I'm like, I know what that's referring to. You don't have to say a word. I don't know. I know what that
Couldn't
match
help
is.
myself. I was just like, I must vent. I'm at venue and I must vent. I was like sitting like with like around like some really big humor fans as well. So it was just very hyped and I could not help myself.
It's like when you won, and it's like you deflated, like, oh, okay, so won. I know that feeling.
Yeah.
But so Musashi was out with gastro. So when All Japan put on the new matches, Yuma said, this gave me gastro too.
Like he was so nervous that he's facing Davey Boy again. That's his sense of humor. It's so funny. I think I almost spat out my water when I read that tweet. I mean, yeah, it's a consolation prize because poor Musashi couldn't make it. He really tried, I think, because he's even doing the press conference via line, where Seiichan is reading his responses via line. But yeah, unfortunately, he must have been so sick that he couldn't make it anyway.
It would probably be moved, I reckon, to the final show of Champion Carnival because they made it such a big match that they put out Otto Ward. They couldn't do it. So I don't see being on like a random Champion Carnival day 8 show or something. I think it'll be on a bigger show. So we just gotta
Yeah,
wait a little
it'll be
bit more longer.
Ota because it'll be Ota Ward again by that time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Because there's a couple in Okinawa and Hiroshima, and I can't remember Fukuoka, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
but
save for the big show.
I reckon the show was okay. Because I watched it later and I saw a lot of people online talking about it wasn't good. But then when I watched it, I was like, this is pretty good.
What's not good? What defined not good? I mean, I can see that they had trouble selling the front row tickets, I think. Because before they announced that Davey Boy match, they still had like some like first and second row tickets available, which is kind of unusual. And I didn't think the venue itself was actually that full, but that was just like this, what do you call it? The bleacher seats and stuff. But it was still pretty loud and stuff, so it's fine.
One of the matches, I should say, which a lot of people weren't saying good, is Kento versus June. But I thought it fucking rocked.
Jun has improved so much that it's no longer just like his previous the Champions Carnival match that Kento won to win the tournament, I think was not as good as this Triple Crown title match.
Oh,
Because
really?
I feel like Jun's a different wrestler then, like totally like almost a year ago. I feel like Kento had to work a bit, and I feel like Jun wasn't quite in the rhythm yet. I feel he's actually slower than I feel it's like he's sped up a lot. That's my feeling.
No, I really like this. But I didn't think it was better than their champion couple match. But maybe I just need a like a rewatch. I'm not saying this match is bad. Like, I love this match. I think both guys had so much fire just going into it. Kento even busted out the rarely seen snake lock and lariat. Like, he never busts those out unless
He was
like he
promoting
needs
that
to.
before. He was practicing it like crazy and
Yeah.
posting videos of it.
So I don't know. I
I think.
thought Jun's escape of the last shutdown suplex was so cool because I've never seen Kento get that far back and someone escape. I was like, oh my God. Like, if I was watching that live, I would have freaked out. I was like, Kento's won this, but no.
I was freaking out.
Yeah.
It was the victory that almost was. I like seriously, the crowd was like, I mean, apart from the loud guy yelling in my ear, yelling Jin all the time, the majority of the crowd, I think, really backing Kento to bring back the Kento era. But in reality, it's the Saito era,
Yeah.
as they say. But yeah, it was super loud in there. There's like, I don't know if I've mentioned, like, there's like a particular guy that yells a lot in All Japan matches. I call him the Foghorn. Because he likes to cheer for Hokuto, he's a particular Hokuto fan. But I was sitting behind him, and then I know the wrestlers like point at him a lot, especially when they cheer for like not them.
Yeah.
But he was cheering for Kento really loudly, and the guy next to me is in my ear is cheering for like Jun super loud. But I think the majority of the crowd was going for Miyahara, so yeah, the atmosphere was really good. I almost like I can't believe he didn't win, but I still can't believe he didn't win, but. You know, it's a great match.
That was a bit I love that I thought was really funny. So Kento gets all fired up, he like hits the mat, he yells out, and immediately he like eats a knee from June. And just the camera angle on that was perfect. But I wanted June to win. We were opposite on that. I think Kento deserves to have the triple crown again. I know people are gonna be like, deserves, like he's already a six-time champion. I don't care. I think he needs to have that triple crown around his waist. I want him to win it this year, but I'm happy June won this match.
Yeah, in hindsight, I'm like, I can see why Jun would win now, because
Yeah.
heart overhead, but at that time, but yeah, I can see you want to solidify that reign, I guess, and the new era in All Japan. If Miyahara won it, people would be like, oh yeah, it's just Miyahara again. It's the same old All Japan, but with Jun at the helm, they'll take a pay attention rather.
Yeah.
Because it's something completely different they haven't seen before. And then, like, Jun is a very striking person as well, you know what I mean? I think he should have been on the cover of Weekly Pro. I don't know why he was not. I can't remember what happened that week. Was
Who's
it just,
on?
was it Goto again? I can't remember. Probably Goto or something.
Yeah,
It's like
probably.
it's like the Goto era as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, because Jun is very striking. He looks different to everyone. He's got a different background to everyone. Yeah, so I can see why they would get him to retain.
Yeah,
But
and
yeah.
this is just another big win for June in like he's defeating like All Japan's who's who of main event guys. And I'm really happy for him. He deserves it after like the Seto is just blowing up and everyone loving them. I don't know, I just think he deserved the win. I do like I said, I do want Kento to win Triple Crown again because it feels like everything's right in All Japan. Like everything's nice and comfy. Kento's the
Yeah,
champion.
there's
Everything's
nothing.
good.
Yeah, no one's leaving, no one's complaining, no one's
Yeah.
making snarky comments. I think Kento will win it. Maybe he says in his comments that he'll win it again this year. I think he needs to solidify his legacy in All Japan at some point. But yeah, the timing, that's just the timing. He doesn't have to retire now. Because Business Tag won the tag belts because there was that shit talking in Tokyo Sports or something again by Yuma saying if Kento doesn't win the tag belts he has to retire immediately. I was like, okay, that's a sign that they're probably going to win. And then Yuma also tweeted that I think you should come to Korakuen today. Something special might happen. I was like, yes, I think something special will happen.
Yuma, shut up.
It's so bad at that. I was like, it's do it for fans. He does so much fan service. I can't blame him. Yeah. But anyway, back to the match.
If you haven't watched this, don't let me or other people sway you, like, because a lot of other people didn't think it was good. Go watch it for yourself and see what you think, you know? You might like it, you might not, at least you watched it. So, what was your favorite overall show?
I think it had to be Korakuen though, just because of Business Tag becoming the 100th champion. It's such a like 100 is such a good number, and we were waiting for like we've been waiting like it sounds bad, but we're waiting for a long time for the Saitos to be deposed from the tag belts. It was just a matter of time. It was such a great match. I just think that is like. Not the Triple Crown, but to me, that's the pinnacle of all Japan. Just like everyone is so into it. Like either whether you're a Saito fan or you're a Business Tag fan, everyone's just supporting the company and everyone's into it.
Yeah, I totally agree. I remember when the Saitos were the champions like a couple months ago. I didn't know who would defeat them. I'm like, who's not good enough? But I can't think of the right word right now. So, like, who's good enough to defeat these two guys? Who's the right 100th tag team champions? Because, like, Kento was tagging with Davey Boy. Yuma had no tag team partner, basically. He was
That's
just
what we're thinking
goofing around.
Nomura might come back. I'm still hoping. Yeah, that's the red herring. Or if like Rising Hayato and Anzai might improve enough that they could take them on.
I thought at one point maybe Honda and Ayabe, but I'm really happy it was Kento and Yuma.
I feel like they were deliberately broke them up so they could bring them back to this point. Do you know what I mean? Just play with our emotions. This is what wrestling is anyway. So
Oh, wrestling.
did so much for wrestling. I went all the way to Japan just for wrestling, pretty much.
We love it, but it doesn't love us sometimes. So just moving on to notes now, all the shows are done. By the time this goes out, Champion Carnival will be in full swing. If you need a refresher, I did do a Champion Carnival preview episode with Dylan Fox, so have a listen to that if you haven't. It's very fun. We go over all the participants, we go over every single match. We did, unfortunately, talk about Cyrus. This was before he was replaced, so it was a little bit out of date, so sorry about that, but it's just Takeshi Yoshida. There's not really much to talk
It's
about him.
just, it's just. It's gonna be fun.
No, I mean,
Don't you
like,
love
to
his
talk about, him, like,
winning?
in deep. But if you haven't listened, I said the finals were Kento and Ray defeating Kento to do what his brother couldn't do last year and then getting a title shot. What do you think?
I think that is one plausible scenario because then he's getting the singles experience that Jun was alluding to that he needed before he could challenge him because he's such a mean bastard, Jun. I could see that happening. Yeah, and then ultimately anyone with Kento will be exciting match. Otherwise, I could see like Yuma Aoyagi and Suzuki Hideki. Being another final. Suzuki hasn't actually, I guess, produced a lot of results. He's been goofing around and slapping people and, mentoring Dan to be like a more of a mean prick. But so I could see that as a possible final because people were so excited when Suzuki signed. Like for an absolute goofball, just like he refuses to be tied down to anyone, and then suddenly Suzuki shows up as their new signing. Everyone just went off. So I can see that maybe that might be an end result. Otherwise, I would just love Yuma Aoyagi to win everything,
Yeah.
of course, because he's just, good at everything. But I don't know. I don't know their plans.
I think because they're doing the semi-final, so the top one from A and B. So I could see like Kento and Hideki and then Rei and Yuma as the final four, definitely.
I
But it
think
looks to be,
either ways, yeah.
yeah, it looks to be a really fun Champion Carnival. So definitely check it out, I reckon. Yeah. So what I'm really excited about is exclusive to Jumpy Nipod, we have a Sato Brothers CD review. So let us know how it is. Yeah.
So there's like three editions, right? So there's a special edition which has both of them on it. I managed to get to sign at Okinawa, which is great because Okinawa's not such a busy one, so you don't have to line up for too long. And then there's like a A and B version, which is like because it's called Dochi, which is means which one. So there's like one of Jern and one of Rei. So it's basically a two song like single with instrumentals on it. So there's the title song Dochi, and then there's also one where they sing more on, which is called Alaska no Sora, which is basically means like Alaska sky, even though they're not from there. They're somewhere else. I can't remember where they are from the States, but it's nothing related. If you look on YouTube, there's the music video, and it actually has subs in it now, so you can actually work out what on earth they're going on about. Because Dochi is like it's like a sort of jokey song, where they're going like, oh, like, I'm really into comedians right now. There's this duo called Oggy-A-Huggy. Which one do you like? Because they're all like, yeah, but they're all like really old comedian duos. I don't know. So like half talking, half singing.
Yeah.
They're not bad singers, I guess. They're in tune, unless they're auto tuned. They sound like they're in tune, and they sound like they're in tune like live. So I think they're pretty okay. Yeah, and if you get the special first edition, you've got the music video on DVD and a making as well, so you can see them. Like, their makeup is really good, by the way. I don't know if you noticed, but on the cover they have makeup on, and this is like when I think Ray first shaved his beard off. So remember when they said like, I'm gonna shave my beard off to show my determination to win Royal Road or whatever? I think it's actually for this. That's the decoy. So yeah. So he looks really, I guess, cute.
You
So I
can say
think
it.
I think it's to make it more palatable. So like if he doesn't have a beard, it doesn't look as scary.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you are a fan of the Saitos, you should definitely pick this one up. Otherwise you can listen to it on streaming, because I think it's available throughout the world anyway,
Yeah.
or watch it on YouTube. Yeah.
Their first song, like Dochi, I've seen it a couple times, but it always gets stuck in my head. Just the
It's
chorus.
great,
It's so
isn't
catchy. Yeah.
it?
Yeah, definitely check them out if you haven't seen it. Like you said, they're not bad singers.
They're actually okay.
Yeah.
They said apparently they met the songwriter when they were sumo as well,
Oh,
and then
wow.
that association's like carried through, like, and then I guess they met him again later. But yeah, that's like amazing. It's like you
So,
never know
yeah.
what where things will take you.
Out of 5 stars, what would you give it?
Oh. I give it 4 stars for visuals. I do like the song. I'd say 3.5 for the song, because it's like a novelty song.
Yeah.
But it's so catchy, you could probably add on another half star for it, because it'll just be stuck in your head forever.
Yeah.
The Aoyagi brothers, Aoyagi Kyodai, have been like singing it like on the live stream. They just start singing it for no reason. So that's what they aspire to. They want their own single as well, I think.
They have to. They can't let one brother duo beat them.
I think that's why we started getting like the brother merch as well, like the Saito and the Aoyagi merch as well. So it's a bit of a rivalry, like, starting there.
Like June and Ray won in the wrestling ring. They won with the singing. I guess the Ayagi brothers win with streaming, but it's like, it's a bit, more balanced to June and Ray. Like Yuma and Asuki, step up your game.
Yeah, I mean, there's like a what do you call it? They're called bromides. Like, there's a photo set coming out for like Champion Carnival that you can print at 7-Eleven. So there's the Saito brothers and there's Aoyagi brothers. It's not like Yuma. Like Atsuki is not in this tournament, but they're deliberately doing that, is what I'm saying.
I feel like bringing a younger brother, like, like a mom saying to like Huma, like, bring Asuki, he's younger, he can go and do it with you. It's like, mom, it's my thing.
Oh, their relationship's really funny. I don't know. They're always watching out for each other. It's kind of cool.
No, we love both brothers.
And it's something unique to All Japan anyway. I don't think anyone else has got like two sets of brothers or one even. I can't think of anyone. I really can't. Someone will have to correct me, but
Some of we are like, actually,
actually, yeah.
Okay, so who was your wrestler of the month? Because I was tossing up between two. I ended up choosing Kento over June. I think just because Kento won the tag belts and then he had an awesome match against June Champion Carnival and then that match with Shisha Mask. I can't go past Kento.
Oh, Kento really makes everything. I mean, ultimately in the World Tag Team title match, Aoyagi like kind of held back and let Kento take center stage to capture the belt. So I feel like, yeah, it really is Kento month. Just making sure that everyone looks good and all Japan is like shining out there. You know what I mean? Yeah. And yeah, that Shisa Mask match is so funny. I can't believe what a giant face Shisa Mask is. It's just, I couldn't believe it.
He could be Triple Crown champion.
Oh, he could be, he could be. You cheer for him and boo Kento and Kento. I wonder if Kento is ever going to turn into that heel old wrestler that just goes fuck all the
I hope so.
time.
So, match of the month. I don't know if it's any surprise. Business tag with Saito Brothers. Nothing else for me. It's just them.
Yeah, it really was, I think, the match of the whole series. Like the Triple Crown match was great, but I think, yeah, just that whole build up to the tag team title match was just so good. I mean, I don't know if Jun's going to get his own nori can, but business tag got like the seaweed can that they put out occasionally, a special one. So I made sure I hightailed it to the merch desk in Ota Ward because that sold out really quick, and I managed to get two. So I sent one to Jessica because I knew she'd like love it. Because I looked at the photo, I was like, oh my God, that's a really good photo of like Yuma. It's not like pulling too much of a face. It's even better than I think than the they put out like a special signed like framed edition that they're gonna that you can buy. I think it's like 14,000 yen or something, but I think the nori can looks better than that one. So that's why I've got one. Yeah, and that is my match for the series of the month. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. It's funny you talk about like you and not pulling a face when before the stream I was talking about how much I hate the face of blonde haired Yuma.
It's a look. I think everyone's gonna try out like the blonde hair look. If you're like Asian or something, just bleach your head completely once and see whether you look good or not.
Well, apart from blonde haired Yuma, I think it was definitely a Kento heavy month. Like he missed one show because he's like over 10 year experience, but like he couldn't appear on that show. But I think every match he had was great. He competed in high profile matches. He won the tag belts. He took June to the limit. He's the ace. Like what else can you say? Like it's Kento.
Yeah, he with All Japan without Kento is like it cannot be anything else. I just don't know what to think.
Kento is all Japan.
Basically, Yuma's a close second, but yeah,
Yuma and Arika Saito is too.
now in the last couple of years, especially in the last year, there is so much like Saito tie up and merchandise now. They did one in Mandarake as well with like a famous like illustrator. That's pretty big actually, doing a collaboration in Mandarake.
I think going into Champion Carnival, they're in a good place. Last year when they went into Champion Carnival, Anzai was a champion. Like, everyone's like, okay, well, what's happening with Nakajima? Like, there was still this question mark over All Japan. Like, are they going to get back to normal? Because last year was just a shit show at the start of the year. I think this year's way more calm going into the carnival. You know, you got Jun as champion, Kento and Yuma as tag champions. Like, what more can you ask for, really?
Think when you have you don't have outsiders as invaders. I know they like that kind of angle, but I think it's so much more reassuring that you don't have to worry about some weird shit happening because you've got an invader on the scene, whether it's in kayfabe or not. But yeah.
Yeah, like last year they were still building up Anzai and Saito Brothers, and this year, I don't want to say they're 100% built up, but like they're there basically. They're fully fledged stars right now.
If anything, I think they need to build Ayabe up more, which I think they're slowly doing. I'm always worried now because last time when Yuma was appealing at Ayabe to stay, so maybe he had offers at that point from other companies. But yeah, I think Ayabe has so much more to offer and he's only really getting started. I mean, same like Honda, really.
Like we were saying last year, from like even like the start of the Royal Road to the finals where Ayabe actually won, he improved in that like little time span. It's insane. So he's just getting better and better. I said like last month, he still looks like he's trying to figure out how his limbs work. And that's kind of true because he's so big. But no, he honestly is getting there and he really looks good now. He looks more, way more comfortable.
Yeah, he can like he's busy like so I was gonna say emoting, but he's busy like improving his character, reacting to things. It just makes the match so much more complete. He's a really big guy. I stood next to him because I had like one of those fan checky things. He is really big. His thigh is like huge. I'm like 5 foot 9, and I don't know what he's listed as 2 meters, but I suspect he's a little bit over, but they've just like made it like a round number for simplicity's sake. But yeah, he's a really big guy and he's really powerful in the ring. So yeah. Because he's got to hold back on his drop kicks and stuff like that as well, obviously. Yeah, it'll just take people's head off.
Just before we go, I was going to ask, did you do the fan club photo where Yuma dressed as a cherry blossom?
Yes. Yes. This is why I sign up to a fan club. I mean, not just so I can get early tickets and stuff if I'm going to Japan. But yeah, I was like, I would have preferred him in his normal costume, but he was building up the whole time, constantly going, I'm going to dress in this costume. I'm going to like be like in the promo where I'm dressed as a cherry blossom. And that was at that time he was already doing the Rumble, right? So it's like he can put his all into this photo shoot, but he totally came out in his cherry blossom outfit. And then after each person, he was holding like his like fake cherry blossom flower. He just like shake the cherry blossom. I was like, oh my God, oh, I love him so much. He's so funny.
If you
He's
haven't,
so full of fan service.
if you haven't seen it, it's a brown bodysuit basically, and then like a cherry blossom like thing around his face. Like, just go online and see Kento and Yuma both dress up as cherry blossoms for Dream Power series, and just the photos they took, the faces they made, it's hilarious.
Okay, I still can't believe he did it. It's pretty funny. It's just like I mean, who else would do it? Maybe I don't know if Kento would actually do it for a fan shoot, to be honest.
No, I don't think
Uh,
so.
I
No,
think just Yuma. I think only Yuma could do it.
So with that, we've reached the end of another episode. Thank you all for listening and supporting Jumping Knee Pod. You can find me at Sister Jessie and Raw Road 72 on Twitter and Sister Jessie on Blue Sky. Jumping Knee Pod is also on Instagram, and I'm finally updating it, so there will be posts there from time to time.
Yeah, thanks for listening to another episode with us. So I'm Pianica on Twitter. I also am part of another podcast called the Asian Action Cast, which you can find on Spotify. Yeah, so that was a really fun month in Japan. I hope I can do that again. It is so much fun, even though it's only inverted commas four shows, but it's such a great time just to go to a live show. If you can get a fan club membership, you can pre-book tickets, so you don't have to worry about, rushing off to the Lawson or 7-Eleven trying to find tickets. And then it gives you opportunity for all these fun fan club shoots as well. So, like, if you ever want to pose next to a cherry blossom, called Yuma, you can do that.
Thank you so much for jumping on. Like, I knew you were going to Japan, so I'm like, I must have you for the March episode. I need your, insider stuff that you saw at the shows. But yeah, just thanks everybody once again. I have been your host, Jessica, and I'll see you next time for more All Japan Pro Wrestling.
This has been a Count Out podcast. Count Out provides a wide variety of bonus content that is right at your fingertips. On the Count Out Patreon, our podcasts are creating bonus content exclusively for you, their listener. For only $5 a month, you can watch instant reactions to major shows, watch alongs, early access to main feed podcasts, some fun goof and gag audio, plus shows from some of the podcasters' outside interests. It's the best way to experience all that the Countout Network has to offer. So head on down to patreon.com/countout to take part in some of the best and most fun content wrestling has to offer. Again, that is patreon.com/countout.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.